Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We got a last call coming up for this hour of calls, and shout out to everybody in the chat. And I said I would talk baseball in this hour, and the poll in the chat: will there be a baseball season in 2027? 36% say yes. Now 64% say no. So we're not too optimistic that after the 2026 season, there won't be a work stoppage. I think we just know that it's going to get there. And I think we're going off of, you know, 2021, 2022, the last CBA negotiations and what happened then. Like, these guys are going to butt heads. They're going to disagree. These are billionaires meeting, Rob Manfred, the Players Association. And I don't know, that baseball's in such a good place. I hope they don't do that. Speaking of baseball being in such a good place, if you are a baseball fan, you probably heard the news that MLB is set to announce its new TV deals with NBC, Netflix, and ESPN. I thought ESPN was out. Well, after the success of this season, ESPN said, wait a minute. Maybe we're not all the way out. So the article on MLB reads, on the heels of 2025, a season that saw huge viewership increases, including the most watched postseason in 8 years, a World Series Game 7 that was the most watched Major League Baseball game in 34 years. The most watched baseball game of a lot of your lives. MLB announced Wednesday that it has formed a new 3-year media rights agreement with Netflix, NBC Universal, and ESPN. As part of the rights agreements, which cover the 2026 through 2028 MLB seasons, right? They're not going to lock out if they got this big deal coming. The league's longstanding relationship with ESPN will reach 39 consecutive seasons. NBC will return to regularly airing games on its broadcast network for the first time in a quarter century. And Netflix engagement with MLB will expand from documentaries to live baseball events for the first time. Sunday Night Baseball will shift from ESPN, where it aired since 1990, to NBC Universal, which also secured the rights to Sunday Leadoff, and the Wild Card Series in the postseason for NBC and Peacock. And all of this, is, you know, is tied to streaming. Netflix will now air the T-Mobile Home Run Derby and Opening Night Exclusive, which will feature your New York Yankees, right? Because the Yankees will open up the 2026 season out there in San Francisco against the Giants on March 25th.
Can't wait for those calls when the callers find out that they have to watch Netflix for the first game of the season.
But, like, honestly, bro, there's some people that don't have Netflix accounts.
I know it.
The price has gone up. And, like, some people don't even have smart TVs still.
For opening day, right, that's the bigger problem. Because for opening day, they'll probably want people to watch it for free to get them into the baseball season.
Sure. They'll have some type of promo.
The problem is for, you know, the people who might be a little bit older and maybe don't have a smart TV, they can't even access that. Like, they don't know how to get that free trial. It's going to be I promise you, people aren't going to realize, but like mid-March, that's going to be the entire radio station for 24 hours is going to be people calling up saying, like, I can't watch the Yankees.
And 24 hours is correct because there's going to be people listening to the game right here on The Fan, the Yankees radio network.
I'll be locked in. More listeners for us.
So, what else? Oh, the Field of Dreams game, the 2026 MLB Field of Dreams game, which
the
is between
the Phillies.
Yes. August 13th, 2026. And, yeah, folks, we're never going back. Stream the dream. I worked at Fubo TV in 2017, and that was when I learned of the term cord cutting. And I learned a lot about where we were heading. Fast forward to now, like, we're all the way there. So it's never going back. Get with the times for Christmas. Black Friday's coming up next Friday. If you don't have a smart TV, have the person in your life order you one, or go to Best Buy, or go to Target or Walmart and get you a smart TV where Netflix is built in, where it's like you turn
and
the TV
on.
You can
get one for so cheap now for like $200 less.
Yeah.
Like, if you get a small one that's not like the highest quality of HD, you could probably get it in the $100 range.
Yeah, I want to get a new TV. I just
same.
No point.
Mine are old.
I have all the Samsung UHD TVs.
I have two. That's what I have. I have two of those, and then I have a smaller one, and I wheel them all out for football because I have one main one that I wheel the other two out for football on Sundays.
Yeah, I just do. Shout out to Fubo, lifetime Fubo account. They have picture in picture, so every
they
Sunday
gave you
I have
a lifetime account for working. For
I was them. The first ever social media manager there.
I could say this
I revolutionized now. Their social media presence.
I could say this as of today because it's over now. I had a blackout-free MLB account from the year that I worked for them for 3 years.
Wow.
I had a blackout.
You stole that? They green-light that?
They never took it away from me. My credentials worked all the way through this year's postseason. So I would just, and I never asked for it, but they gave it to me day one.
You know it was dope, which I actually like. I got finessed.
But that meant I could watch Fox games. I could watch local
games,
Yankee games, Mets, everything.
I know exactly what it is. We had it in the fan cave because in the fan cave we had to watch all 2,430 Major League Baseball games. When we turned the games on upstairs, it was through MLB. You could watch literally every home broadcast of every game, and we had to have those TVs on the games. When I worked at Rock Nation, I had a free Tidal account, and then I stayed with Tidal till literally this year, and Tidal's expensive. And I think the real reason I stayed with Tidal is because they had Serato built in, which is a DJ software where you could take your playlist from Serato and use them on the DJ deck. But then I look back now, I paid them hundreds of dollars. And Spotify I have now, it's way better than Tidal. No offense to them, whatever. But hey, we're talking about streaming. We are in the future. You stream your music, you stream your television, and if you're a baseball fan, you need to have Peacock, you need to have ESPN. ESPN just sorted out their deal with YouTube.
The Peacock games will probably be on Channel 4 also, right?
NBC,
yeah.
Peacock. But the Sunday leadoff is going to be on Peacock, I believe.
Oh, right. That was a thing a couple years ago too.
Yeah. No, it's that early game that
11 a.m. game that they had.
Yeah, stupid.
I loved it. When I worked for MLB, because I would get out of work so much earlier than everyone else.
Didn't we face the Orioles this year in the Sunday leadoff?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
because that was here. That was the day of Fanatics Fest. That Sunday of
it
Fanatics
was
Fest.
After everybody was talking about.
So my cousin was texting me. He's like, "Yo, come to the game." I'm like, "Dude, no way! I'm getting up that early and then having to go straight to Fanatics Fest afterwards. No way."
Did he go to Fanatics Fest? Some
no,
people
he
don't
didn't
know
go what to
Fanatics Fest is.
He just wanted to go.
Is insane. Like you need to rest before you enter the Javits Center. But Clark Schmidt, right? That Saturday, Clark Schmidt had pitched like 7 no-hit innings.
Oh, that's when he got pulled, and then he comes back the next week, and then that's when he injures his elbow. Yep.
And I remember doing my show from Fanatics Fest where I'm like, Clark Schmidt is not like that, bro. He's been hurt, and like he did what he had to do, and like no, they weren't going to push him. You weren't robbed of seeing perfection or no-hitter at Yankee Stadium. You're good. It wasn't going
to
happen.
We're putting my recall to the test, the 2000 and early 2000s Orioles rosters, and now remembering random Sundays
I'm terrible
of
at
this
that.
Past summer.
I'm terrible at that. That's why I give
that's my favorite thing. Are you good at the Immaculate Grid?
No, I've never
that's
played.
That's like my favorite thing. Is the,
I've never
like,
played.
You know, just listening
down
with
dudes
and
listening to old sports. I can do it randomly. Like, there are random sports things that come back to me, but I feel like I'm terrible at remembering. Like, there are Yankee games that I sat through all 9 innings in Yankee Stadium. I don't remember them.
We just went in my group chat. We were just going through, like, old Madden covers, like who was on every year, like from, you know, Sean Alexander in 2007.
But I remember the Madden curse.
In 2000 and whatever he was. And
like, if we work backwards... Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Lamar was on it.
Yeah, I don't even know the later ones. I'm talking about the ones from when I was a kid, right?
Vic.
Vic, obviously, was a big one. Sean Alexander was the ultimate Madden curse.
That was, yeah. And that was a long time ago now.
Well, that's 07.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's almost 20 years ago.
Yep. That was my first Madden game that I had.
I never was much of a video game guy. I've told this story on The Fan. I stopped playing video games when I was 12. Thank God, because, like,
Why?
I didn't have time to waste. I had to get busy. I had work to do.
I'll go months without playing video games, but I'll still play them because there is nothing that can settle my mind better than that. Like, if you just...
Oh, I don't knock anybody. Asleep,
like, I just want to, like, calm down and settle my brain.
It's a huge enterprise now. There are kids that are... They're not good at sports, but they're video game... What do they call the video game
gamers?
Athletes? The gamers. And now look at the streaming industry. How many of those kids started off just streaming themselves playing video games? Now they're having full on productions. I don't knock anyone. I just, you know, we were popped. We didn't have the bread. My mom gave me an ultimatum. You want clothes? You want video games? And my logic was the video games don't go to school with me. My boy Sonny that lived next door, my boy Eric that lived next door, they had the same video game consoles and I could go over there and play at their house. And I kept my old PlayStation, and I think I had a PlayStation, a GameCube, and I just never upgraded to PlayStation 2 Xbox. I'm showing my age. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Jake in Rockaway on The Fan. Jake, you there?
Yeah, hey Keith, love your show.
Thanks, man. Thanks for calling.
Okay, wait, before I tell you what I want to get to, do you ever talk about hockey or?
I do, but I do it more so on the nights that it's like 1 in the morning. Nobody cares about hockey boomer, but like, you know, I've talked about the Devils. I go to Devils games. I'm down on Jack Hughes. They got smacked by the Lightning the other night. The Islanders, I was trying to give them some love because they're playing well. They're pretty good. So far, this rookie Schaefer is looking like the real deal. You already know about Barzell. You already know. So like, yeah, I try, but what I say is I don't act like I'm Keithy Hockey. Like, I just started watching hockey, rooting for hockey when I started on The Fan. So this is like my fourth season watching the Devils. I'm still learning a ton every hockey season.
Okay, man.
What team do you like? Rangers?
Yeah.
Well, they'll be all right.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Okay. You got to Trent Grisham?
Yeah, why? Trent Grisham.
Why? Just why? Dude, he's not... Okay, I don't understand. He's so bad. He's not like he had one good season for the
He's not worth $22 million. It's kind of crazy. Like when you think about what players in Major League Baseball are making over $20 million, Trent Grisham making over $20
million. This is my thing. How about you sign Bellinger? Just, I don't know, shoot Grisham, get him off this earth, okay? And then you sign Bellinger and then get Kyle Schwarber for left field. And get him for hundreds of billion dollars for each year. Just get
for what? For the Mets? The Mets could afford it.
The Yankees.
The Yankees aren't moving like that, Jake. The Mets could pay for that, but the Yankees aren't going to pay for all that. They're not going to do that.
He's signed him for like a 3-year deal.
Like, that's the whole reason we're mad, Jake, because we know the Yankees aren't going to spend like that, and they just spent $22 million on Trent Grisham. We're like, come on. You just blew half the budget on Trent Grisham.
I don't know. Ben Wright. Why all these players, they bring them up and they bring up Uber drivers. Dude, this is out of control. Like,
how old are you, Jake? How long have you been in this Yankees drought?
Well, I'm 15.
Your whole life. Thanks for the call, kid. I'm sorry, man. It's tough, bro. It's tough. By the time I was 15, I have 4 rings. I have 4 chips. I was wearing my Yankee hat in the hallway. Miss Baxter Ripley was trying to write me up. Take that hat off. Hell no, I'm out.
I had 4 by the time I was 15, too. Only difference is I'd only remembered one of them.
Nah, I remembered. And I was watching Yankeeography. Hi, I'm John Sterling, and this is Yankee. I was watching the SNL Network. I was once YouTube started popping. That's what we got now, man, is YouTube. Go back and, you know, sometimes they'll, you know, the Yankees will have a Yankees Classics on and you can go back and watch those games. And it's just, it hurts because it's like, it seems so long ago. It's ancient. Like, I think about my son and when I try to teach my son about the Yankees and like, he's going to be like, he's not even going to want to watch it.
There was a great DVD that I used to have growing up. It was like a Yankees 2008 final season in Yankee Stadium, went through the whole history of Yankee Stadium from the beginning through 2008. Through the it ends with the Jeter speech, you know?
Yeah, they played that on Yes Network a ton.
Yeah, so I used to watch
history
it all
of
the
Yankees.
Time, so that's why that's the connection that I had. Of course, I love the 09 team because that's the only championship I remember.
Oh, I bought that DVD. The 2009 World Series DVD, I bought a new one that I have that's in the plastic because I ruined the other one how much I used to play that.
I still have the newspapers, the headlines from two Yankee things that I have. I have from when, or three actually. I have when they won the World Series, when Jeter hit his 3,000th hit, and Jeter's last game. Those, I still have the papers.
I have those papers too. I'm blessed. That's what I always say. Blessed Yankee fan. Like, I was in the fan cave for it. I couldn't go to the stadium, but the fan cave year that I was in the MLB fan cave, you know, eight fans have been chosen out of 25,000 applicants to represent the fans of Major League Baseball at the MLB fan cave. I was a Yankee fan in 2014. I cried watching Jeter hit that single, win that game, like storybook ending. Like,
yeah, I think that's one of the most overrated baseball moments ever.
I mean, for Jeets,
I love Jeter. I love the Yankees.
He would probably tell you that that didn't really mean anything because he was all about winning championships.
Yeah,
but it still had a storybook.
Of course, he would end it like that. Obviously, but it's not the same. If that
was
a World Series,
he was cooked. We all knew he was cooked. I went to that All-Star game that year on behalf of Major League Baseball in the fan cave, and I was teary-eyed then.
That's like Kobe shooting, getting like 50 points in his last game on 97 shots.
I watched that entire Kobe
game where they didn't make the playoffs.
So what? That's the Black Mamba.
You know what's crazy? What, so
last time for Kobe.
If you remember that night, they're playing Utah in a relatively meaningless game. Meanwhile, Golden State is on ESPN at the same time playing to go win their 73rd game.
Nobody cares.
And nobody cared about the Golden State
game. And then they got clipped by Bron Bron. So nobody really cared. Nobody cared.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. Sports is crazy. And we're crazy as fans. And like people that don't watch sports and don't like grow up in this, they don't understand. We're like, I know there's definitely some girls that see us, especially as young men growing up. Like, why are you guys so locked into you care so Well, don't say that on air.
I didn't.
Yo, sometimes I'm wearing these different headphones right now because my headphones broke. And so these are like soundproof. Shout out to the good folks at Techniques. But sometimes I will listen to Big Mac show and Fleegs, I'll hear Fleegs through Big Mac's headphones in the mic.
Well, so you gotta be careful. You, the host, how high you
your
have
your volume's got to be down on
that's
your.
That's why I usually, even when I talk to you, I try and like whisper if I'm talking.
No one can hear. No one can hear what you say.
Sometimes I get DMs.
888-808-1019. We're just having fun, man. We're bringing this thing home. I am going through my notes for, you know, open mic time, what we haven't brought to the table. Evan Drellick. Shout out to Evan Drellick. Evan Drellick, who wrote the book on the Astros cheating scandal. What else did he write? I got to meet him. I've had him on my show. And I actually saw him and met him for the first time. See, it comes back around. At the World Series, and shout out to David Hockman at MLB, who, you know, shameless plug and slight flex. David Hockman, when we all connected at the World Series, of course, Game 5, and I met Evan Drellick for the first time, David introduced me to him. He said he's the GOAT of the MLB fan cave. Out of the 4 years that we did the MLB fan cave, he's the most successful. Who would have thought? I didn't even think I was going to make it, honestly. You want to talk about like why I didn't go to Vegas? We had the auditions in Arizona, and I got faded. I almost didn't make the flight out, and I was almost down to stay in Arizona because I was like, I'm about to go to Arizona State. I'm about to go to Arizona. I'm going to party. I'm going to just stay out of here. I'll get another flight. I didn't think I was making that. It was 18 different fans, and there was also another girl that represented the Yankees. And I'm just, you know, some of these other people that were auditioning were like really baseball nerds. And like, I'm not a baseball nerd. I love the game. I'm a Yankee fan and all that. But like, some of these people were baseball almanacs. So there were points and times where we did icebreaker stuff, where we did different things, where I'm like, these people know way more about baseball history and baseball than me. But come to find out, that wasn't what they were looking for. So I was blessed. I got lucky. But Evan Drellick writes, MLB and PitchCom, the maker of the signal system pitchers and catchers adopted in the wake of the electronic sign stealing scandals, agreed to a 6-year extension, Rob Manfred said today. So we're in the future, folks. PitchCom is here to stay. I think a lot of times when we talk about the changes in the game, we leave that out. We forget about PitchCom. Like, we're always talking about the pitch clock and the bigger bases and how many times you can throw over and facing the 3-batter minimum. And now, PitchCom, also with the automatic balls and strike system coming up in 2026, we're in a way different atmosphere for Major League Baseball. It was needed, but it is a way different space than it was, back when we were watching the 2009 Yankees win the World Series. That's another reason. It's another reason why the Yankees need to be for real. They're changing the game so much. We're getting further and further away from when you dominated the league. Judge is not going to be in his prime forever. Cole is not going to be in his prime forever. You got to go. You got to push the chips in and spend. I don't care if you got to spend $350 million. Steve Cohen lit $350 million on fire for the Cincinnati Reds to take his team spot in the postseason. 888-808-1019. Call me up. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Eagles are my least favorite team in the entire NFL. Their fans, their colors, their songs.
Speaking of, they're wearing the Kelly Greens Green this week.
Who do they have this week? Oh, they play, I don't know. I feel like they play somebody they're going to easily beat. The Eagles face the Dallas Cowboys, so yeah.
That's a fun game. Sunday 4:25 game in Dallas.
I think Dallas will be ready. Like, you know what? Because Dak has a chip on his shoulder. Because Dak has had a good record against the Eagles, and the Eagles have gotten an opportunity to beat Cooper Rush.
You know what's interesting about that though with the Eagles? Like, they haven't looked great. Dallas at times has looked good, and their defensive line finally looks like it took a step up with Quinnen
Williams.
Well, Quinnen off of 2 bye weeks.
Clowney.
Yeah, I mean, but also against a terrible offensive line and Geno Smith, who just couldn't make decisions. But whatever, that's besides the point. Point is, like, if you're the Eagles, they keep finding ways to win, but they don't look great doing it. So do you think, like, that ends up catching up to them?
Yeah, because I think what's going to happen is, how long can that Eagles defense hold? Because they've been winning these low-scoring games. How long can the Eagles win these games that they're keeping the score under? You know, if you're betting over-under on those games, you're betting the under.
I know, but then in a game when they need their offense, all of a sudden they score enough points to win. They always score just enough to win.
And the last two games against good teams, they beat the Packers 10-7. That game was boring as hell. And then I literally fell asleep on Sunday Night Football watching them beat the Lions 16-9. I mean, they smacked the Giants, but we all knew that was coming. And then once Gadabu went down, like, you knew that was a wrap. They beat the Vikings. And the Vikings aren't good, 28-22. I don't know. They might actually.
They had one win that was a higher scoring game.
Earlier in the season, they put 31 up on the Buccaneers, and then they had that miracle against the Rams with the kick that was returned. Jordan Davis ended up returning the kick the distance of the field. But the Eagles, man, I think, and I like the Cowboys, this might be the week that the Cowboys are able to score some points in their building with Brandon Aubrey kicking field goals on every possession as well, where if it's back and forth and the Cowboys defense wakes up and can actually hold,
like, yeah, but there's such
force Jalen Hurts to throw the ball.
But no, there's such a different element that you have Jalen being able to run. I think that's going to open it up for Saquon. Ashton Jeanty had, I think, 6 yards on 8 carries. That's not going to happen again.
Jalen Hurts threw for 135 yards last game. The game before that, he threw for 183. If that was Justin Fields, people would be freaking out.
Not if they're winning.
Not if they're winning. Keith McPherson on the Fan.
You want an interesting nugget from the Knicks game?
Rami Lavi behind the glass. Yeah, I'm watching now. I see D'Lo, ice in his veins.
Stephon Bondi, who covers the Knicks. He put out there, before the game, Jason Kidd joked that Jalen Brunson is using his right hand more, something he tried to get him to do in Dallas but was unsuccessful. Jalen just converted a layup with his right hand and looked at his right hand, then showed it to Jason Kidd.
I was saying before the game, it's personal. Like, because he doesn't have to rush back to play against his game or play against his team. I talked about the Dallas Mavericks and Jason Kidd, former New York Knick, but also New Jersey Net. There's something there where it's like, I'm good. I'm ready to go. Yeah, like, they're down a couple players. I got an agenda here. There's a message to be sent here. I'm sure that'll make its rounds on Twitter if it already hasn't. But, you know, we're talking baseball. We're talking about how the game has changed. We're talking about how the Yankees need to go all in this offseason. And they just made it even more so by Trent Grisham taking the qualifying offer. And so you start your offseason down $22 million for a player that nobody in baseball would pay $22 million a year. Straight up. And he knew that. His agent, they went and checked. I'm sure they knocked on some doors. I'm sure they checked on some things. And they're like, hey, bro, you want to make the most money right away? Take this $22 million. You believe in yourself? Go do it again. And there'll be a lockout, so we won't even have to explore anything. You'll be good. You'll be chilling. You'll be rich. Like I've been saying, you never turn down your first fortune. Like, when you see that money on a dotted line, you got to take it. And he did. But, like, the Yankees cannot look at that now and be like, well, you got us. We can't go do what we got to do now. The Yankees got to look at that. It's like, okay, this is the hand that we played. Like, we did this. We gave him the QO. And even if there was a 60-40 thought that 60% of it was that he was going to go, and a 40% thought that he might take it, or it was probably higher. They probably thought it was 70% that he was going to go, because this is the best year of his career by a lot. And, like, who else is out there? I hear people talking about, like, Harrison Bader. You know, who else is out there? And in MLB, like, talking about, like, you know, center fielders and center field money and what these guys get paid. The Yankees definitely misplayed their hand. I think they thought that somebody was going to jump at him, right? Oh, he did it in New York. He did it with the Yankees. Got to be worth it. The other center fielders out there, Cedric Mullins, crushed it for the Mets. Leody Taveras, Michael A. Taylor, Garrett Hampson, Manuel Margot, Harrison Bader. It's really Harrison Bader, Cody Bellinger. And everybody else is like, we're good. We're good where we are. So where I'm at with the Yankees, man, they grind my gears, bro. I want to win. I want to win. We're going to play something, too. Before we get out of here, we're going to play something. It's that ether that make you burn slow. Like, it's ether for Cashman. And it ain't coming from me. It's a young lady that ethered Cashman. If you follow me on Instagram, it's on my story. I saw it today. I was like, oh, my. I'm like, I got to play this on the radio. Like, I got to play this on the radio. She cooked Cashman. And she cooked him in such an eloquent, nice way. Like, direct to the point. Not screaming and yelling like John from Masbeth. She just cooked Cashman on her Instagram. And I was like, well, damn. I'm like, this needs to be heard by more people than she can reach on a social media platform. 888-808-1019. Jack is in Secaucus on the Fan next.
Hey, Keith, how are you tonight?
Great.
Well, I know that you're not so happy about Trent Grisham rejoining the Yankees, but I think it's a good thing, and I have a few reasons why.
All right.
One, you know, I think in the beginning of the season, everyone was really excited by Trent's production, and there was a point in time where we were saying that, you know, it was the Trent Grisham trade, and, you know.
Yeah, we won the Trent Grisham trade until we gave him $22 million. I'm sorry, go on.
Well, you know, just kind of to that point, I think at the end of the day, like, one of the two players that came from San Diego possibly fell in love with the Pinstripes. I think Trent Grisham loves being a Yankee, and he wants to be on the ride for 2026. I think the Yankees could go all in, and this is just step one. And when we were going into last season, Trent Grisham wasn't really necessarily in the plans with the season starting. So now he's in the plans for next year, and I think there's two plan Bs. It could be Spencer Jones or J-Dom, who we're still prospect hugging. So until we go out and make a trade for those guys, why not have Trent Grisham as an assurance in the lineup? If we're going to hold on to Spencer Jones and J-Dom for this much longer, but if we go in and we make that trade, then, you know, the whole lineup is now shifted in a different direction. So I think at the end of the day, Trent's not a bad player, and there might be a possibility that he wants to be a Yankee other than obviously securing a nice contract for one single season. But
no, you're right. He definitely wants to be a Yankee. He could have went out there and tested free agency and came back to the Yankees, but that's a huge if the Yankees would give him a deal if he goes out and looks and doesn't find the money that he wants. There's also a thought, and I mentioned this, that he's more of a clubhouse guy than we realize because he's quiet as kept. I think he has some relationships on this team. I think guys on this team do like him and want him around, and I think the front office clearly likes him. Now, you spoke on something yesterday, or something I spoke on yesterday, as far as we went into last year thinking he was a fourth outfielder. Jason Dominguez was starting in left field, Cody Bellinger in center field, Judge in right. He was not really part of the plans. I remember going as far as saying, if Dominguez is struggling in left, throw him in left, but they will not throw him in left. He is your starting center fielder, and I do feel like the Yankees look at it as some type of insurance because Judge played center field the whole season, the year they went to the World Series. He bumped over for Soto. Judge can't play center field. Judge has to stay in right field. And there's no guarantee that you bring back Cody Bellinger. You have your center fielder locked down in Trent Grisham. And you don't have to play him every day there if you do get Cody Bellinger, because Cody Bellinger can play some. But there is some insurance in having Trent Grisham there. I don't think that they look at it the way that the fans are all looking at it. And so that's what also gives me some hope that they're going to spend and do more, and they're not going to throw their hands up and say, well, we weren't expecting him. No, they had to be. I just think they were expecting more, that he would test the market and that somebody would go get him because he did it and had a big prove it year with the New York Yankees.
And to that point, I think, you know, he had a big prove it year, and I don't really think Trent Grisham was the reason why the Yankees fell short of their goals this year. In my opinion, where it really comes down to is that they played around and they messed around with third base and shortstop for so long in the middle of the regular season. They could have had the one seed going into the playoffs, put themselves in a home field advantage, not have to go through a grueling Boston series. And, you know, obviously you could play shoulda, woulda, coulda, but I think the Yankees could have positioned themselves in the regular season, and if they'd addressed third base shortstop. It wasn't Trent Grisham. Obviously, he wasn't a strong leadoff for the playoffs. He didn't do well, and, you know, he struggled there. But also, Max Fried didn't do well in game one, and he could have been rested going into that game. It could have been at home. You could have got the Cam Schlittler game in game three of the Yankees when you get the Aaron Judge heroic performance.
And Jack, they are thinking about all of that stuff. Thanks for the call. That's why they're running it back as well. They're thinking about all of the stupid things that they did that they hopefully won't do this year. I went through this last night as well. And I know you guys don't listen to every hour of my show. I know a lot of you guys go to bed. I know a lot of you guys prioritize your sleep. And I urge you to do so. All of this is available on the free Odyssey app. You can rewind. You can also listen to it on podcast. And now they're on YouTube. It is available the next day. But I talked about how they feel like they are as close as they've ever been because the last two seasons they've been eliminated by the champs. And they have committed their own, you know, errors and mistakes that damn them. Volpe was hurt with a bad shoulder, and you ran him out there every single day. DJ LeMahieu was cooked, but you just had to see if you could get some more out of DJ LeMahieu, and you moved Jazz to third base. That cost you. Devin Williams you had to have, and you had to make him the closer, but then he couldn't close, and then Luke Weaver got hurt, and he had to be the closer again, and you let that man blow like 10 games plus. I remember being on the fan counting them, furious, saying it was malpractice, it was sacrilegious, what the hell is going on? David Bednar will be your closer next year. Oh, Gerrit Cole will be back next year. We're not going to be playing those games. Ryan McMahon is at third base unless they're able to trade him, which I doubt. But like Ryan McMahon will be at third base. Maybe they have somebody platoon with him. Oswaldo Cabrera, Ahmed Rosario, they bring him into camp. I don't know. But I think they're looking at their own mistakes and their own issues and saying, we're not going to repeat those same mistakes. And then that will make us at least a game better. We won the same amount of games as we did when we went to the World Series. If we're not so stubborn and stuck on stupid with what we do, like we're going to play Pablo Reyes, we're going to play Oswald Peraza, we're going to play Yorbit Vivas. Like, why would you go into a season coming off the World Series and not have a third baseman? Because you're arrogant. You're arrogant. Yeah, we're going to queue up this ether, this young lady from Fox, absolutely cooking Brian Cashman. But I'm going to take your calls. John in Brooklyn on the fan. What's up, John?
Yo, what's up, T? How you doing, man? So I'm glad that I motivated you.
Oh, you heard me. You heard me.
Yeah, Key. I hear you all the time, man. You're the man, Key. I just can't call because you know when you charge your phone, so it broke, man. I gotta get it fixed. So I haven't been calling.
Copy.
I gotta keep my phone. But as far as the Grissom stuff, makes me feel like they're not gonna sign Bellinger, man. If they gave him that money, that's how I feel.
I feel like other teams are gonna go further to sign Bellinger, and they're not going to sign him. Thanks for the call, John. We're up against it. We got a break, and I want Rami to play this ether when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
And he followed me back. I followed him. I was like, man, this is the power of the fan. New York City. Keith McPherson wrapping things up. Another 5 hour KM to AM. Now, I got to give credit to someone that is about to get the next probably 2 minutes on the fan. Not a caller. A young woman named Tanya Ray. She works for Fox. She makes content at TanyaRay_Fox on Instagram. Somebody sent me her post. The post was going crazy. I put it on my story. I said, I got to play this on the radio. I don't know where she's based. It says Los Angeles, Boston, but I guess somebody was saying to her that Nico Harrison is the worst GM actively in sports, and she had a counter. Please listen to this.
The worst GM in sports is Brian Cashman of the New York Yankees, and no, this is not a hot take I cooked up for just for clicks on the internet. Let's have a conversation about this. Hear me out. Brian Cashman has five titles. One as the assistant general manager in 1996, and then four as the general manager for 98, 99, 2000, and 2009. Brian Cashman took over the team in 1998 as general manager after this season. They lost the AL Division Series. They were a 96-win team. The team he inherited had these four players, known as the Core Four: Andy Pettit, Jorge Posada, Mariano Rivera, and Derek Jeter. They all came up from the Yankees minor leagues in 1995, at the same time. They are one of the most impressive cores of any dynasty in the history of sports, not only because they came into the system at the same time, but because they stayed together for so long. They all were on every single team that won a title from 1996 to 2009. Also part of the core 90s teams that won four titles was Bernie Williams, Paul O'Neill, and David Cohn, all of whom Brian Cashman inherited. The real architect of the 1990s Yankees dynasty was Gene Michael, who took over in 1990 and took advantage of the fact that George Steinbrenner was suspended to rebuild the Yankees farm system, develop young talent rather than trading it away. When the Yankees finally won again in 1996, it had been their longest championship drought since they won their first championship in 1923. It had been 18 years. In 2026, it will have been 17 years since their last title in 2009, closing in on that longest stretch we just talked about. Meanwhile, we must remember that there is no salary cap in Major League Baseball, which means the Yankees were able to outspend every single team in the MLB for most of the last 2.5 decades. From 2001 to 2014, they were number one in payroll every single year. And since then, the only team that has consistently outspent them marginally, not by much, is the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Yankees can spend as much money as they want to get as many good players as they want to build the team, the roster that they want. As of 2024, the 2025 list has not come out yet. The Yankees were worth $7.55 billion, which makes them the fourth most valuable sports team in the world. Just for comparison's sake, the only other MLB team on that list is the Boston Red Sox, who were valued at $4.5 billion. This is also a perfect time to remind you that the second worst GM in all of American sports is Jerry Jones. But again,
okay, you cut it
the
right
NFL
there.
At the...
And y'all wondering why I had to ditch one. I couldn't be loyal to Jerry Jones and Brian Cashman. Loyalty one way is stupidity. Jeter said that. Like, she just cooked. I don't even think she said a or stutter. She cooked. C-Mac, I hope you were taking notes. I want to hear your rebuttal tonight. How can you defend Brian Cashman after that?
Here's 8 seconds that sum the whole thing up.
But nobody has had more to work with than Brian Cashman, and the majority of his rings came from a core of players that existed on the team when he inherited it.
That ether that make your soul burn slow. Like, bro.
I will laugh. Look back on the didn't stutter, didn't say because she kept cutting the video.
Yeah,
like
she edited it, but it was clean, bro. When somebody sent me this and they're like, have you seen this? I'm like, I'm like, at a time like this, coming off of Trent Grisham, bro, do I really want to hear this? And after I heard it, I was like, "You, it's facts." And I know we talk around it, and we talk about Cashman and the Yankees all the time. She's not a Yankee fan; she's more of a like reporter, and she just hits you with cold hard facts, bro. You inherited the world, and like We deserve more than this. And we see all the pitfalls. We see all the corners cut. We see all the skimping. We see all the players passed on. We see all the prospects hype that don't pan out. We see why it doesn't work. And then we get mad when we know that the franchise is valued at what it's valued at, and you give Trent Grisham $22 million, and you better go out there and spend. Or we're going to riot on G. Timber Tony in Montreal, my last call of the night. I got you in there, Tony. You're back on the Fan.
You're amazing. Listen, you talk about Gene Michael being a genius. Well, look at this. That young kid that called said he only had a couple of championships, zero champ. You had four. This is what I had when I grew up. So the Canadians had Scotty Bowman and Sam Pollock. Sam Pollock is a genius, okay? 1965, I was 6 years old. So 65, 66, 68, 69, 71, 73, 76, 77, 78, 79, 86, and 93 to cap it off the year my daughter was born. So I got a Stanley Cup the year my daughter was born. So imagine, that's 12 Stanley Cups that I saw. I also saw four Grey Cups, and I saw division championships with the Expos. And every one of these teams had a genius like Gene Michaels. We had Sam Pollock, and we had an amazing coach, a generational coach, Scotty Bowman, that won 12 Stanley Cups. And hey, New York, the Yankees, the Mets, you cannot buy this. You got to get genius people that love the sport. Like,
thanks for the call, Tony. I'm running out of time, but I'd like to interject and end it with, like, you don't get to keep the seat. You don't get to stay because of the past or because of you came close. Like, there are other geniuses in waiting. You got to move out the way for the next person to come in and cook. Maybe they know something you don't. Maybe they see something differently than you. Maybe they can crack the code. After a while, it's like, come on. Think about how many players have come through, how many talented players have come through and have not been able to get to the, you know, parade. It's tough, man. It's frustrating. I feel like that's where we are right now. We have enough talent to compete with anybody in Major League Baseball. Will they do what's necessary this offseason to put the Yankees back where they need to be? I don't know, and I don't feel great about the prospects of it after Trent Grisham cashed out. But what do I know? It's November 19th. Prove me wrong. I'm not setting myself up for failure. I'm not setting myself up for disappointment. My expectations are low because, like, what else do you need to hear about what they do? And if you're a Yankee fan and you've lived it and you've watched these other teams win, like the Dodgers we're watching right now, or the Blue Jays who popped champagne and played Frank in the clubhouse and celebrated, duh, Yankees lose, and mocked you, like, how many times we got to see the Astros, the Dodgers, the Blue Jays end our season in the Bronx and celebrate on our field until somebody gets pissed off and does something about it? You have all of the resources. You have everything that you need to actually field a star-studded, talented team to go toe-to-toe with Los Angeles, with Toronto, with Boston, with whomever. But there's always something holding you back. There's always something stopping you from finishing the race, running through the tape. Well, I finished my race. I always run through the tape. It's a 5-hour sprint, not a marathon. I appreciate everybody that called, listened, everybody in the chat. Like, I can't thank you guys enough. You know, I come in here prepared. I tell stories. I give you my heart and soul. I put energy into it because I want to entertain. I want to connect. I want to help somebody that might be having a tough time. I want to help somebody that might be at work. I want to help somebody that's in the car driving. You know, somebody that might just not want to think about their own life or their own struggles or their own mission or what's going on in the world. And you guys allow me to do that. So I thank you for that. The Knicks, they're trailing 99-96. They're down 4 points here. Hopefully they pull it off. Don't really have time to hit on the Knicks, but C-Mac is coming up next. I'm sure he'll be able to take your calls as the Knicks fans react, whether it's a win or a lose or a loss here, if they lose again on the road. And hopefully there's no traffic for me. I got to run home and go to sleep before my son starts yelling in the morning and everybody got to get up. So again, thank you. Like, I appreciate you for giving me an ear, whether it was for 5 hours or 5 minutes. I've been working on this for 4 years, and I hope you see the work and the progress, and you understand that I'm trying, and it ain't just about me. It's about all of us, the fans of The Fan in New York. That's all I've got. Stay tuned. C-Max coming up next. Thank you, Rami. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.